Grace and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. What would you do if you weren't afraid? How would your life have been different? Or how could it be different going into the future if fear wasn't a determining factor in deciding what you do and don't do? In 1933, in the course of his first inaugural address as President of the United States, Franklin Delano Roosevelt made this famous statement, or now famous statement: "The only thing that we have to fear is fear itself." Those words, as you know, were spoken in the midst of the Great Depression, when people were out of work and times were extremely hard. The future did not look bright. Yet FDR knew that America's ability to recover lay in her willingness to do whatever was necessary to move forward as individuals, as communities, and as a nation. And that couldn't and wouldn't happen if people were paralyzed by fear. For you see, so much of our lives are controlled and are determined by fear, by what we're afraid of. The team that we never tried out for because we were afraid we wouldn't make it anyway. The girl that we didn't ask out on a date because we were afraid she would say no. The trip we never took because we didn't want to have to do it alone. The job we didn't accept because we were afraid to move to that new city or state. The job that we kept because we were afraid to look for a new one. And on and on and on. So much of who we are and what we have done in our lives has not been guided by our dreams, but by our fears. Imagine for a moment how different our world would be, how different history would be if fear had always won the day. Columbus would have never set out from Europe to discover a new world. Martin Luther King Jr. would have kept silent, and there might be no civil rights in our nation. Jacques Cousteau would have never explored the oceans, and John Glenn would have never explored the skies. The history of our faith would be completely different also. Abraham would have stayed put in Haran and never made it to the land of Canaan. Moses would have never gone back to face Pharaoh. David would have never gone forward to face Goliath. And the prophets would have never gone anywhere to face anyone. And in the New Testament, if the people's fear would have been allowed to trump their faith, the message of salvation in Christ would have never spread. More than that, the message of salvation in Christ would have never even happened. Jesus was willing to suffer and to die on a cross to forgive us of our sins, not because he wasn't afraid, but because he didn't give in to his fear. Rather, he trusted in the promises of God to get him through and beyond his fear. For he knew that God, his heavenly Father, loved him He knew and he believed that his Father would raise him from the dead, that he would not abandon him to the grave. In our Old Testament reading today, the prophet Isaiah records these words of the Lord. It says, "Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. And the flames will not consume you." I love those words of Isaiah, because they are God's promises to us in the midst of our trouble. Because notice, God does not say in these words through Isaiah that by walking with him, by believing him, by being a child of God and living a life of faith, that you will steer clear of the waters or the rivers or the fire. In fact, to the very contrary, he very plainly states that we will go through them. That's one of the harsh realities of life with which we must all come to terms. In this corrupt, fallen world, you will have trouble, regardless if you are a follower of Jesus Christ or not. We will pass through waters and rivers and, yes, even fire. We will experience heartache and disappointment and, yes, even tragedy. But God promises to be with us and to sustain us through those things so that those things don't overwhelm us and so that those things never destroy us. And we can be sure of that, as our Old Testament text tells us, because he is the Lord, the creator and the sustainer of the universe, and, as it says, because he has redeemed us and he has called us by name. Before the foundations of the world were laid, Jesus, God, reigned as Lord. At the cross of Calvary, he laid down his life for us to conquer the sin that held us prison. And through his resurrection from the grave, he conquered the death that waits for each of us. And finally, in the water and the word of holy baptism, he poured out that victory upon each of us individually by name. And through that act, through that sacrament, made each of us an heir of his kingdom, a co-heir with Jesus, and poured out the forgiveness from the cross on us. There is no one and no thing that can ever separate us from his love or separate us from him. The scriptures assure us that where we go, he goes with us. Therefore, David, who faced the ferociousness of a lion as he was out guarding his sheep, faced the strength and the size of a giant named Goliath, faced the anger and the jealousy of King Saul, who wanted him dead. That very same David, after all of that, could say and sing in Psalm 27, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" I'd love to be able to stand up here as your pastor and tell you today that your children will never get hurt. Your health will never diminish. Your marriage will never fall apart. I'd love to make you the promise that if you seek God and honor God, that He will bless you with healing and health and happiness. But I can't do that because the Scriptures don't do that. God does not promise us freedom from trouble. He only promises us His presence and His strength through the trouble. And it's in the promise of His loving presence that we then have the courage to rise above and to go beyond our fear. What would you do if you weren't afraid? Weren't afraid to face your fears and never let those fears determine what you do and what you don't do. Would you give more? Sacrifice more? Serve more? Would you go on a mission trip to a foreign country? Would you get outside your comfort zone and share your faith with someone who you just met and you really don't know that well yet? Would you take a stand for integrity, though it may cost you your job? What would you do? Who would you be? What difference could you make? I encourage you and I challenge you to be that person. Don't be paralyzed or controlled by fear, because you have been redeemed and you have been claimed by God. Whatever you do and wherever you go, He will be with you. That's His promise. To God and God alone the glory. In the name of Christ Jesus, His Son. Amen.